Welcome to day 93 of Happier Podcast here with me, Jerry Banfield. The question I have today is, why do I resist doing my best work? Or in a better format, what actions can I take today to make sure that I do my very best work? What I've noticed is that some of the best opportunities I have, I actually avoid doing them. And I will do things that are less productive. I will make a sales video instead of making something that really helps and teaches someone something. I have a new book, audio book, and video class I'm working on called Speaker Meeting 2017. I think I just finished it today. And this is an idea I've had for 8+ months or so. I've had it written down on my list of ideas. And what I've noticed is that this has been resisted a lot. While I've sat there and made all kinds of videos of me gaming, slaughtering zombies, made tutorial videos, made sales videos, I've been resisting making this speaker meeting 2017. Because in this, I'm putting all my secrets out there. I'm trying to reveal some of the worst parts of my life, the biggest challenges I've had, and what I do today that gives me a better life. And this has continually gotten resisted. It gets resisted in the format of for example, they were paving the road one day. And I'm like, well, I can't make this book because on Audible, it'll get rejected on the quality review if there's a guy paving the road with a huge truck in the background. So then what happened? Well, weeks after they were finished paving the road, I still hadn't filmed another video for it. I went and filmed a bunch of other new classes on Skillshare. And I've thought a lot, what book would I really like someone to want? There's lots of authors, if they would just write a book with some of the most intimate details of their biggest failures, the most painful experiences in life, and how they've recovered and how they're living a better life and how they got through things, instead of just editing those out of the books, instead of just putting in all the things that make them look good and look one little argument with my partner. I'll put that in. I want to hear about the worst arguments with your partners, the ones where you threw your keys at them and said, I'm going to kill myself and left. I want to hear about that stuff. So as I looked around, I'm sure there are people who've written and made books like that. I haven't heard of them yet. Now, you are welcome to share your feedback on books like that that you know exist. I got the uncomfortable realization that, Jerry, maybe you need to do a book like that. People, I've already loved hearing about a lot of the things I've been through in my life. Why don't I do a book like that? And that's uncomfortable. Like, well, no, I want someone else to go put all what you might say is their dirty laundry out there. Why is it gotta be me? What I've found is that some of my very best work, I'll try and avoid doing it for some reason. It's like deep down, some part of me really doesn't want the world to be a better place, really doesn't want me to succeed. Some part of me wants me to just keep doing mediocre work that never makes a difference. And there's a big comfort level in doing mediocre work that never makes a difference. It's the same old stuff. How many sales copies have I seen? How many videos have I seen online? It's the same old stuff. It's like a copy and paste of someone else. How many songs have I heard? It's the same old song. It sounds like this song, which sounded like that song, which sounded like that song. To me, a lot of the most original things that I'm able to do are things that I look around, I see nothing like it exists, and then, well, why don't I make something just like that? I have a course that I've been wanting to do, thinking it's a really good idea. People have asked me to do it several times. Show how I take these videos in this same exact kind of format, turn these into an audiobook, turn them into a Kindle book, and a paperback. Well, I have a friend, Michelle, who he puts the books actually from the audio version into Kindle and paperback. So I have the ability to show how I get my videos turned into audiobooks and how I then use the available Kindle and paperback versions to put those into an audiobook. And then the audiobooks have made very good sales. The audiobooks have made thousands of dollars in sales just being self-published because there's no competition. When you search for Facebook, there's my book. That's pretty much your options. There's a few other books, but if you want a new Facebook book that talks about Facebook ads and marketing on Audible, it's pretty much my book. That's your choices. If you want a YouTube book that's really got in-depth, it's pretty much my book. If you want things on freelancing, it's pretty much my book. If you want Fiverr or Upwork on Audible, it's pretty much my book. There's not a lot of competition, so even as a self-published author, it's very easy to get a book out there and make some sales because on Audible there's very low competition. So I've got this very valuable course idea that lots of people love to hear about, and that's why I haven't made it. For 6 months, that's why I haven't made it. And I'm grateful today that I've got some encouragement from the universe. I had a lady the other day who suggested that I keep going and finish my speaker meeting book. That she said she'd be one of the first people to read it. So that's motivated me to go ahead and finish that book. My aunt said she'd be one of the first people to listen to my music, and I realized I still haven't sent her anything yet. I'll send her a link to my videos. And that gave me the courage to go for it and try. So today, what is the universe already doing to help me, and how am I taking that feedback? And what can I do to inspire your creativity, to inspire the creativity around me, to say, hey, I'd love if you made a book like that. I'd love if you recorded something like that. So I try to encourage other people today to be their inspiration as others have been my inspiration. I listened to the book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, and he mentioned this exact idea in there. And he said things like addictions are a big form of resistance. Have you had a book idea in your head for years? Have you had a video or some idea for years in your head, and you just sit there and you fantasize and you talk about it? Or maybe you don't even tell anyone about it, but you feel deep down that it can make a big difference. What I found is that I'm really happy when I do my work. That when I do things that are shallow, that are just copies, when I avoid doing my work, I don't feel much happiness. But when I get down and do my work, I feel really good. And I feel good doing these podcasts because these are the things I'm thinking about every day. This is my work. And whether 1,000 people watch or 5,000 or 1,000,000 or 2 or no one watches, I feel good doing my work. This is something I feel that I can uniquely contribute today, especially on a daily basis. So if you like listening on a daily basis, it's here on a daily basis. If you take 6 months off and come back, it's still here for you. So I'm very grateful today that I'm learning to try and ask questions to get through the resistance. Like today I ask, what is the very most helpful thing I can do for you? What would it be best for me to do today to create for you? And then that guided me. I had one video left, and now my mind is still like, well, your book's 10 or 15 hours long. There might be something else you could add to it. Well, of course there's something else that I could add to it, but right now it's functionally finished. I've got all the main sections are done, and I am planning on uploading it to YouTube. And that'll be the first place it's available. I'm going to render it, get it uploaded to YouTube, and put it on my website. And I think you might really like it. It'll be a paid video only. You'll have to actually pay to either rent it or buy it on YouTube. I'm going to experiment and try that with it. And I have to offer it in that format if I want to put it on other paid places like Amazon Prime and Skillshare as well. And then have it on as an audiobook. So I'm going to test this new format with it. And I've noticed for months I've been wanting to test uploading a YouTube video that had rent or buy only on it. And guess what? I've been resisting doing that. Well, I've been thinking, well, no one's going to buy a video on YouTube. No one is going to pay to rent a YouTube video. Because people are just so conditioned that every YouTube video is free that they're never going to buy it. Regardless of whether they're going on their cable and buying movies there. Regardless of whether they're spending $40 at the movies there. Regardless of whether they're going online and buying movies or downloading them illegally. No one's going to pay $5 or $9 to watch your new 10 or 15 hour book or movie in a video format. No one's going to do that. And the mind, these are the things it says to resist progress, because there's some deep part of me that wants hell, that wants things to just be miserable and stay miserable. And that's the weirdest thing I've noticed, is that there's some part of me that thinks that life would just be perfect in the middle of misery, and then for it to never change. That I'm just going to do something to get my life in misery, and then it just stay there. And this resistance comes up in all these different forms. For me, I've experienced a lot of resistance to doing what I call my work in my life. So today I'm grateful that I'm in the habit of showing up and doing my work. I'm in the habit of showing up and doing this, even if it gets twice as many dislikes as likes, even if some days what I say doesn't make any sense, even if some days I don't even inspire myself listening to what I say, let alone anyone else. I show up and do my work anyway. I'm kind of like a mercenary. I show up this and I do my work and then I go on with my life. And I just show up for my money, essentially. I show up for the chance to have a comfortable life and to be able to have the ability to give back more and more and more. So I'm grateful today that I've learned from other artists, from other authors, from other creators to just show up and do my work. I have a family member, they've been writing a book for years. They've got 3 or 4 books worth of books written. I think they said it's 100,000 pages in Microsoft Word or something like that. Maybe I've exaggerated, maybe I haven't. I have a family member who's written a massive book, a book with amazing content in it, a book I'm sure lots of people would love, whether it would be a bestseller or whether a third-party publisher would pick it up, I don't know, but definitely a book people would buy and read. Definitely a people with Kindle Unlimited subscriptions would use and read. And yet the resistance this family member's experienced in getting this book out is massive. Everything in life seems to come along with the purpose of disrupting that book getting written. Of whether it's been physical injury, sickness, mental attitudes, physical limitations, what traveling, whatever has happened, that family member's received massive resistance in writing that book. And as soon as the family member started writing that book, there's almost always been something that's came up and disrupted it. And I'm grateful I noticed that. Because the family member talks about how much they love writing that book. It feels so good. Life seems to be good when they write that book. It seems that our lives are just amazing when we actually do our work. Whether our work is raising our children, my wife's work today is raising our child. She is doing amazing work every day and she shows up no matter how she feels or how she looks, or what's going on, she shows up to raise our child. That's her work today, and she does it relentlessly. And that's part of my work, too, is to raise our child. And I've started to learn to not duck that work by playing video games, because that makes me less happy. To show up and do my work here with you, and then show up and do my work in the rest of the day. If life feels like it doesn't make sense, to me, the times my life has felt hopeless, like it didn't make sense, those were always the times when I wasn't doing my work. Because these bodies are little worker drones. They are not meant to put on fancy shoes and drive nice cars around and just show up and look pretty everywhere. These bodies are meant to do something useful for all the other bodies out there. They are meant to contribute to the anthill. They're meant to bring food back to the anthill, build and maintain the anthill, make the queen happy in ant terms. These bodies are meant to do their work. These aren't purely pleasure drones, so to speak. Now, I think the best of life is to be able to enjoy your work. I love what I do today. And at the same time, I realize I love what I do so much, if I do something else, I will be less happy. And I'm grateful that the universe always provides guidance into doing my work. The question is, am I listening? Am I listening to the little suggestions? Am I listening to the lady saying, I'd love to buy a book like that? And then, yes, this is the message I've been looking for. This is what I need to prioritize. And then this is what I need to prioritize. And then simply doing my work allows me to have some detachment about the results. Instead of, like for raising your child, instead of demanding they turn out how you want, to raise them, to love them, and to let them go after that. For me to make this video and then turn it into a podcast and to let it go. If you don't like it, that's okay. I've heard lots of I've heard the truth will make you mad before it will set you free. The truth will annoy you. The truth will sound really obnoxious before it sets you free. The truth used to make me really pissed off. I used to hate hearing the truth. My dad would tell me, "You abuse alcohol." God, I hated when he said that because it was true. He was an alcoholic. He knew exactly what it looked like to abuse alcohol, and he could see it in his son. And it annoyed me to hear the truth. And it pissed me off to hear the truth because the truth indicates the way of living the happiest life you can have. The truth indicates what I can do today to have the very best, most pleasurable experience here on this earth. So I felt today the best I could do, I asked, because most of us as human beings don't do very good with a lot of freedom. Why is it that most of us, we want freedom so much? We want to be free from our boss, free from our employer, free from our partner, maybe free from our families. We want this freedom, and then we get that freedom, and what do? We suffer. I wanted to be free of my family so bad going to college, and I suffered being free of them. I was miserable, more than I'd ever been miserable before, being away from my family. And the same thing with work. I thought, yes, I'm going to get away from having a boss. I'm going to have my own business. And my own business has hurt more than any job I've done before. Going up and putting my heart and soul into something and then going to read a review of how my course is terrible and dishonest. And then me sitting there and getting all mad at the review and writing a response back. And yet, there's nothing I'd rather do today than do my work because it's so much fun. It's so much happiness. I know. I've just recorded what I think is the end of my speaker meeting 2017. I feel wonderful right now. I feel like I did what I meant to do today. Now, if I'd have sat down and played some video games today or something, I'd have probably been really irritable after that. So I'm just learning to make the next choice that is the best I can do for others because that's how I feel good. As long as I go about life asking how I can feel good, the things I'll get guided into don't bring long-term pleasure. And I want lasting everyday pleasure. I want to feel good just like the next person, but I've learned that if I want to feel good, I need to do the very best work I can to be of service for you each day. So thank you very much for experiencing this with me. Technically, this body is just here alone in a room looking at a camera with a PowerPoint slide in the back with Wirecast 7 recording this on a Mac Pro. So I'm very grateful for the chance, for the courage to just step up here and talk and to share from my heart and to try and do something that I can that's useful for you today. To share my experience with you so that you may be a wise person by learning from my experience instead of having to learn from only your own mistakes. That you can learn from mine, the things I do right and wrong, and that you may have your fully pleasurable life of abundance today. My exercise for today is to look at the gratitude I have that by 10:30 in the morning, I've already done my work. How amazing is that? I've done my work for today. I could do nothing else. And I've already done enough. I'm already successful today. I've done my work. And to have the opportunity to do even more work, what an honor. What an outstanding opportunity. Thank you very much for experiencing this with me today. If you found this helpful, would you help someone else find it by leaving a like on it? If you thought this was just horrible and you're all about resistance, feel free to leave a dislike or a negative reaction, and maybe you'll discourage someone else from feeling the same way you're feeling today. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.